Mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One more. Mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good to go.
call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday, July 24th. Present today are Representative Knopp, Representative Laban, Representative Ortiz, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Wohl, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Josephson, and myself, Co-Chair Johnston. As we start, please remember to mute your cell phones. Thank you. Just so for everybody's information, tonight we will just be going through the bill, and we will recess till tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. This afternoon, our agenda is to hear House Bill 2003, an act making special appropriations for the payment of permanent fund dividends and providing for an effective date. First, we need to adopt a committee substitute. Representative Ortiz.
Madam Chair, I move that the House Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for House Bill 2003 Finance Work Draft 31-LS1141/M as our working document.
Representative Foster. Here to explain the change in the committee substitute is my staff, Aaron Schein. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed. And we've been joined by Representative Tilton.
Good evening, Madam Chair. My name is Aaron Schein, and I'm staff to Representative Johnston and the Finance Committee. The changes between version A and version M is the removal of the $1 billion transfer from the earnings reserve to the general fund. That language is included in a bill that you just considered on the House floor and would be a duplication. So the committee substitute before you only removes that one transfer. And you can find that in the previous version on version A on page 1, line 4 through line 6. And you'll notice in version M it is no longer there.
Representative Foster, do you still maintain your objection?
I remove my objection.
Okay, we now have a working document in front of us. We now have the committee substitute before the committee. And Ms. Schein, will you present House Bill 2003?
House Bill 2003 appropriates a permanent fund dividend. This language would look very familiar to all the members. This is something you've considered in a previous piece of legislation. It appropriates $172,200,000 from the statutory budget reserve to the dividend fund, as well as $901,470,000 from the general fund to the dividend fund. That would equate to about a $1,605 permanent fund dividend for every eligible Alaskan. And again, that's an approximation. That's assuming that the reverse sweep is obtained and there are funds in the statutory budget reserve. If that is not achieved, then this bill would have hollow authority under Section 1, subsection B, and that would then lower the permanent fund dividend to $1,336. And, Madam Chair, that's the bill before you.
Do any members have any questions? Representative Wohl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to be clear on this, the $172 million from the statutory budget reserve would bring the PFD amount from approximately $1,300 to approximately $1,600 per person, and the $172 million transfer is contingent on the reverse sweep. Is that when you say contingent on the reverse sweep, does that really mean contingent on the passage of HB 2002, which has both reverse sweep and this transfer language in it? Or is the 172 actually part of a reverse sweep? Because I wasn't.
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, in Senate Bill 2002, the reverse sweep would need to be achieved to be able to populate that, repopulate that account. Currently, it is at zero, so this gives hollow authority. The reverse sweep must be achieved for this funds for these funds to be transferred for the payment of permanent fund dividends.
I get it now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, I'm going to set this bill aside, and at this time, I'm going to recess this meeting to 9 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, July 25th. With that, at 5:25, we are in recess.